It's your birthday. Happy birthday. It's your birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Hey there, party people. How's it going? It's me, it's Adam Besh. I'm here again for another episode of This Day is History. If you have not listened before, welcome. Have a seat, sit down. Let me take you on a adventure, a journey, if you will, through celebrity birthdays. I have this this obligation to try to figure out which day has the worst spate of celebrity birthdays. And because I met an angel, as you know, every story starts this way, right? Meet an angel, gives you powers over, you know, all of existence. And in particular, I have to figure out a day to erase from existence. And when I pick this day, everybody that's ever been born on that day will also be erased from existence. And so I'm basing it entirely on celebrity birthdays. So we're going through the entire year. We're going to figure it out, right? I'm going to sort it all out. So right now, what we've got is we've got a group running in from the 20th. September 20th is the rolling loser right now with a 3-2-1 of John Bernthal, Sophia Loren, and George R.R. Martin. I'm getting real tired of saying his name just because it sounds like a seal is interrupting in the middle. Anyway, so they roll in today to square off against... against the best of the best born on September 24th. And so we're going to jump into that pretty soon here. First, I would like to get out of the way a couple of honorable mentions. Not many. And when I say a couple, I mean three, I guess. Two. It looks like two. You know, I learned a lot a few days ago, and I learned that you need to really go deep into... your list before you really can say, hey, you know what? I've kind of cleared out everybody that would be notable because, you know, a few days ago we found Stephen King on page, I guess I kept saying it was page four. I think it was page three. But anyway, the point is he was lower than Ricky Lake. So, I mean, significantly so. So it pays to look. But boy, it's not doing us any favors here today. So, here we go. We're going to do a 3-2-1. But first, one honorable mention. Two, I guess. Linda McCartney, you can be an honorable mention. Linda McCartney, honorable mention. And Kevin Sorbo, TV's Hercules. Honorable mention also from Krull, I believe, The Conqueror or something of that nature. Kevin Sorbo. Great name. Okay, 3-2-1. Number three... is going to be F. Scott Fitzgerald. Now, I am not the most cultured of people in the entire world, okay? And by that, I mean anybody born in the 1800s is kind of, like, not super interesting to me. And I mean, I know that's largely my own fault. I did not like The Great Gatsby, but I mean, hey, I understand enough to know that that's probably on me and the fact that I was born maybe 60 years too late to really enjoy that book the way that I should. But anyway, yeah, F. Scott Fitzgerald. I do at least appreciate the fact that other people might enjoy his writing. Yeah, so it was pretty thin. Listen, it was either that or Kevin Sorbo was going to be in the top three. I don't feel particularly strong about either of those. Number two, Phil Hartman. Now, Phil Hartman, I do have a significant opinion on. Now. This website is great for listing out celebrity birthdays. That's the best thing about it. But it does not do a great job of listing appropriately the professions of these people. So if you were to name what profession Phil Hartman would be filed under, you would probably say, you know, actor, you know, perhaps voice actor, you know, because he has a lot of well-known roles, most of them on The Simpsons. A comedian, maybe, sure. A writer, sure. I mean, he wrote a lot of his own material, I'm sure, maybe, I don't know. Listen, here's what you wouldn't say, graphic artist. But this website has decided Phil Hartman is a graphic artist first and foremost. Are you sure, website? You sure he's a graphic artist? Anyway, Phil Hartman. I like Phil Hartman a lot. He had some pretty good roles on TV. If you never watched News Radio, you really owe it to yourself to watch News Radio. It was a good show. Only lasted for like 3 or 4 seasons. But between quality Phil Hartman and the rest of the ensemble there, Dave Foley and Stephen Root, Andy Dick, I guess, to a certain extent, it was his best work, by far. And then, that introduced us to Joe Rogan, who was the Everman. And Candy Alexander was really good on that, too, before she went on to her CSI Miami days. I don't have a lot to say about Maura Tierney, I believe was her name, who was also known for her little stint on ER. But, hey, the cast, by and large, for News Radio was good. The writing was better. And great show. If you missed out on it, you owe yourself a favor. News Radio, go check it out. Also, obviously, his work on The Simpsons was great. Troy McClure, come on now. You can't beat it. Okay, so anyway, number two, Phil Hartman. Number one, most famous person, or most influentially famous and most famously influential person, September 24th birthday, is Jim Henson. That's right, Jim Henson, the maker of The Muppets, the maker of so many of the beloved Sesame Street icons you know today, the maker of Labyrinth, the maker of Fraggle Rock and Dark Crystal, and goodness gracious, I could go on for days, but I won't. I'll stop exactly where I am right now. Boy, Jim Henson had probably the biggest role in shaping my childhood television watching of anybody in the entire world. Listen, my favorite movie when I was little was, no question, The Muppet Movie. And then when The Muppets Take Manhattan came out, I was even more excited. The Great Muppet Caper was pretty good too. But boy, The Muppet Movie and Muppets Take Manhattan, those were super exciting. My favorite Christmas movie was, now you think I'm going to say Muppets Christmas Carol, but you're wrong. It was Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas, which was also a Jim Henson joint. And let me tell you, that has heart for days. And it's also got some really good jug band music in it. And you don't get that in every Christmas show. Okay. So anyway, my point here is that as a growing child in the, I guess in the late 80s, boy, you couldn't swing a dead cat. Fraggle Rock, had to watch Fraggle Rock every week. It's Saturday morning. What am I doing? Oh, I'm in my PJs watching Muppet Babies. That's what I'm doing. So listen, Jim Henson, I owe Jim Henson a lot. I do. And so is there a world that I could envision where Jim Henson never existed and yet somehow the world is okay? No, I can't see that. Shame on you for fucking asking. No, September 24th is sacrosanct. There's no question. September 24th, you're good. Boy, we're getting close to the end of the month here. We've only got a handful of days left. And George R.R. is still at the top of the chopping block. Now, will he continue there? And will he be the rolling loser? I don't know. Boy, I'm excited to find out. I'm also excited to find out what October might bring. Because as soon as October rolls around, we're going to be talking about all new names, no matter what. Even if George R.R. Martin and his gang of misfits manage to be the losers of this month, we're going to move on past it in October and have all new names. Okay, so that's exciting. It's exciting. It's exciting change of pace. I just burped, but I moved my face away from the microphone that time because I care about you as a listener. All right, well, that's it. That's it for this week. Thanks so much for joining us. And by us, I mean me. Look for me again next time that I record and release an episode, which would be, check on the calendar, tomorrow. So I'll see you tomorrow on This Day is History. Stay fresh. Happy